Airchecks.com.
From Sky, on the hour, this is Virgin News.
It's 8 o'clock, I'm Julie Cottrell. A former Tory Treasury spokesman's dealt John Major a massive body blow. Lord McAlpine's announced he's defecting to the Eurosceptic referendum party. Bill Clinton and US presidential candidate Bob Dole have clashed over the Whitewater affair in their first live TV debate. But Clinton's still ahead in the polls, and there's major pressure on his rival to revitalize his campaign. Dole's promising to be honest.
I'm a plain-speaking man, and I learned long ago that your word was your bond. And I promise you tonight that I'll try to address your concerns and not try to exploit them.
And London's weather, it'll be mainly dry today with patchy cloud and the odd sunny spell. The winds will be lightened from the southwest, top temperatures reaching 19 and showers tonight. More news on the way at 8:30, but now back to Russ and Jono.
I like the music.
Yeah, I listen to Virgin.
Oh, Virgin.
The music.
They play a good variety of music.
Good tunes.
Virgin.
Russ and Jono in the morning presenting you every day with a total brain overload. Don't miss it.
Stop that. It's silly. Russ and Jono in the morning. Good British radio.
Please. 8 minutes past eight, oh. Even better than the real thing. Russ and Jono here, get ready to go in the shower.
I've got
the soap ready, but most important of all, I've got the Pantene Pro-V. Jonathan, for day number eight of your 14-day treatment. Yes.
I've got my Pantene's down by my knees, ready. And Richard's... Oh, sorry, Richard, I'll just put them up again. Richard got a bit blushed.
What a sight.
And sorry, you weren't supposed to see that, Richard. You were supposed to come in a little bit later, but I pulled them up now.
Oh, the magic of radio.
I feel better. It's a theatre of the mind, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of theatre of the mind, Buckingham Palace has denied rumours that Prince Charles's right-hand man was asked to leave simply for trying to keep Charles and Camilla apart. It was also rumoured it was because his knees always stuck in the prince's back and his head kept pushing Camilla off the pillow. It's not true, though.
Sting news. Our mate Sting. Well, he's not really our mate, really. We just like to say it. Sound important.
Sting is
going to become the first Western musician to perform in Vietnam. That's unless the government agrees to release all the remaining prisoners.
Virgin Radio, Russ and Jono.
Belinda Carlisle. Don't come too close, Belinda. Breaking my heart, Belinda Carlisle. It's 11 minutes past eight. Russ, Jono, 4 minutes away from going in the shower with Jono. He might give us a clue. Who's in the shower with him? You never know.
It was
Noel and Liam on Friday. Liam Gallagher in the papers today, pictured taking Patsy Kensett's four-year-old James to the fun fair. And Patsy says underneath this report, Liam is a great surrogate dad and never misses the chance to read James a bedtime story. And that's great. Even when he's really busy, he always manages to get through a couple of lines, old Liam.
Yeah.
And,
It won't be a moment.
To be congratulated.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you a story. Get through those bedtime stories very, very, very quickly. What else have we got here? There's a story about the alien invasion. I don't know if you saw this in The Sun today. A guy called the name of Des Lismore from Warwick became a laughingstock in his local pub when he woke up during a TV ad for the movie Independence Day and thought aliens were actually invading the Earth for real. He promised never to let anything like that happen again, so he said he's definitely going to keep the TV switched off during the Conservative Party conference. Aliens? They landed ages ago. There.
John Redwood, he's a Vulcan, isn't he?
What about Baroness Thatcher?
Oh, yeah. Petty.
He was one of my favourites, Tom Petty. He still is, I guess. But I love that one. Won't Back Down. I love.
You wait till you hear the new stuff.
Learning to Fly.
From
I love
the soundtrack to the movie. She's the One, I think it's called. And there's a track on it called Walls.
I've heard that.
Brilliant. It's coming out as a single.
Yeah, but
in January,
it's not.
But we're going to play it before that.
You're joking. We're going to kick off the slippers. We're going
to
bust our way into the record library.
No, we don't need to. Trev's got the door open.
Oh, that's good. My shoulder's killing me.
Come on, then. In you go. Get ready to lather yourself with Pantene Pro-V. We've got a 14-day trip to somewhere really exotic, like the Maldives or
Hawaii.
San Diego or Bali. Or St. Kitts in the Caribbean.
Look at my hair.
And Jono is now getting in the shower with somebody.
Richard, put your hair... Look at that. Look at my hair, mate. Look at...
It's very good.
Give him a nice cold shower.
Richard, okay.
Richard Skinner's jealous of my hair. I can tell.
Oh, I'd be careful with this person.
Come on, Richard. There's room in here for you if you want. There's room in my bath for two.
So, any clues?
He's on TV a lot. Oh, it's a he.
It's a he.
And
okay.
he's not from this country. He's from the United States of America.
Okay, right. Well, that should narrow it down to 1 in 250 million,
that's
shouldn't
right.
it? Okay, 0500 30 12 15. We get two people lined up. You get 20 seconds against the clock to ask as many questions to Jono and myself about who's in the shower with Jono with Pantene Pro V. If you get it right and you're the first person to do it, you'll win one of those holidays. 14 days in paradise. Oh, yes, and if you don't get it right, we'll move on to the next
one. I've got another clue, another quick little one.
No.
He plays an instrument.
Does he? Okay. Oh, that's a bit hard.
I know.
Traffic news. Beep, beep.
The traffic and travel brought to you by London Car Telephones. We're here to keep you mobile.
Good morning. Well, a foggy old morning in town at the moment and hence no chopper. Bringing you up to date on the motorway routes, you'll find delays on the M4. Extremely busy from the Heston service area towards the elevated section.
Get your free video guides to buying or selling your home by ringing Barclays on 0800 400 121.
Nothing a bit of double glazing won't fix.
Hey, Russ, Jono. Have you heard about my Patsy? She's so bloody good in bed. She's friggin' electric, all right?
Hey, what's the story?
Your hair is looking beautiful. Day number 8 of this 14-day treatment with Pantene Pro V, and I don't think I've ever seen your hair looking so good.
Well, I actually had my hair cut on Friday, and the hairdresser across the road, I think his name's Paul, he said, what are you doing with your hair? What are you using? And I said, can't say, trade secret. I'm going to tell him later in the week. I just didn't want there to be a rush on
I think that you actually had a container of Pantene Pro V and said, can you wash my hair in this, please?
Yeah.
I think it probably gave it away.
Well, that's right. Well, I said, don't wash my hair. I've already done it today. I do it in the mornings during the show.
Right, let's get a couple of people lined up to go into the shower. We'll talk to Frida, hopefully, from Aberdeen in just a moment. But first, line 3, Brian in the Midlands. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Ross. Hi, Jono.
How are you?
I'm all right.
What do you think of my hair?
Wonderful.
Nice,
isn't good,
it?
Isn't it? Marvelous.
Very soft and manageable.
What about these 14-day breaks, Brian? If you manage to get the identity of the person in the shower with Jono first, it could be Hawaii or San Diego or the Maldives or Bali or...
be excellent,
kids.
Wouldn't it?
Oh,
I'm about to step in, Brian. I'm about to step back
here
in.
Here we go. Ask away.
Are you black?
No.
Are you renowned for playing the instrument?
No. Well, not really, but you've seen me with it a few times. So my guest, anyway.
Here are you Lloyd Grossman?
No.
No.
Are you Bill Clinton?
Hey.
I don't believe it.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
How come you got that so fast?
Oh, dear, that was sensational.
I have a list in front of me. Lloyd Grossman, Bill Clinton, David Hasselhoff, David... thingy off X-Files or Bill Cosby.
Wow.
Well, David Duchovny, it's his birthday today, so we wouldn't have used him. It's too subtle, you
it
see.
It is Bill Clinton. He's a sax maniac.
Wow.
And his favourite dangerous sport, of course, is whitewater rafting.
Yes.
He once smoked a funny cigarette, but of course he didn't inhale. And
at
he
Oxford.
Is the President of the United States of
he
America.
He is. And do you want to know where you're going?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Sorry, Frida. I never even got to Frida.
Brian,
yeah.
You have won a 14-day trip with Pantene Pro V to St. Kitts in the Caribbean.
Oh, yes.
You're going to Bird Rock Beach, staying
excellent.
At the hotel Bird Rock Beach, and you're going to have an absolutely wonderful time, Brian.
Bird Rock.
So well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
indeed.
Very much. See ya.
Bill Clinton. Fantastic. In the shower with Jono today, Bill Clinton. I told you to be a bit careful, you know. He's a bit fruity, isn't
he? I know. He gave me a bit of a pinch on the body.
It's those breasts. 8:27, Adam and the Ants. Ant music.
Yeah.
Stuart Goddard and the Ants.
Yes, and I was lucky enough to go to a gig at Abbey Road Studios the other day, and I thought I saw Adam Ant there, but it was in fact a waiter who looked just a bit like him.
It was a
Paul McCartney didn't turn up at the Star-Studded Bash at Abbey Road Studios to basically, it was a 65 years anniversary of Abbey Road Studios, and
I think Paul McCartney's got other things on his mind at the moment.
What other things?
Well, I think his wife's not very well. So,
oh, well, there you are.
Why he's not there, really.
I hope she hasn't been eating her own food again.
No. I think you'll find it's a little more serious than that.
Oh.
And, of course, we wish you well from everyone.
Absolutely.
Here at the Russ and... what was your name? Jono
Russ
show.
And Jono Clinic.
It's 8.30 and it's time for the news.
From Sky... this is Virgin News.
I'm Julie Cottrell. A former Treasury spokesman's dealt John Major a massive body blow. Lord McAlpine's announced he's defecting to the Eurosceptic Referendum Party. The move. It's hoped the 33-year-old Nottingham Forest keeper may go some way to improve the fortunes of a struggling First Division club.
Carling Black Label for a fuller football flavour.
And London's weather, mainly dry with some cloud and some sunshine, top temperatures 19. More news on the way at 9, but now back to Russ and Jono.
Thank you very much, News Gurus. It's 8.33. Traffic news. Beep, beep.
The traffic and travel brought to you by London Car Telephones. We're here to keep you mobile.
Thanks very much and good morning. Watch out for a few queues on the M25. Extremely sluggish at the moment. Main road works continue to cause delays. That's Virgin Traffic and Travel with London Car Telephones. Mobile phones made simple.
Don't let your business stay a silent partner. Talking Pages gives your business a voice 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Is your business in Talking Pages? Free phone 0800 600 900.
I'm Andrew Asprey on Virgin. More travel in 15 minutes.
You know how it is when you want to sell your car. You're positive someone somewhere wants to buy it. It's just a matter of letting them know about it.
Nobody can get in.
United Colours of Benetton. 139 shops throughout the United Kingdom and now in London. Oxford Circus, the world's largest Benetton store. A new shopping concept.
Happy to Stranglers here on Virgin Radio with Russ and Jono, the home of Scrumpy.
And good morning to everyone in Somerset and Devon and Cornwall.
Yes.
Cornwall, are you there?
Ricardo Skinner's coming up just after 9. Shankar and Edward on the way with the real news, of course, but making the news over the weekend, all these problems with the Conservative Party.
They've got their conference
starting today. Brian Mulwinney is spin doctoring his way through a number of interviews as we speak. And, of course, they've had a defection over the weekend. Lord McAlpine is in the mix.
Yeah.
And John Major has said this morning he's not going to let any defections of Conservative Party members worry him. As far as he's concerned, it's a case of sleazy come, sleazy go.
Absolutely. You don't need all those people getting in the way, causing problems. Good on you, Johnny. I tell you what, it's incredible how they have week after week after week there's a convention on, a conference. We've had Paddy Pants down. We've had Tony Blair last week. This week it's Conservatives. What's it going to be next week? The Green Party. Have had their one. When's that one, the bloke, they all wear blue and
they're
he was...
just using last year's to save time.
Shut up, Richard. Where's the one that wears blue? Or,
blue.
You know, the blue party. With the cricketer, the ex-cricketer.
Oh, David Icke.
When are they going to have theirs? David Icke, football cricketers yes. also. When are they going to have their one?
I don't know. But we've invited, actually it's worth pointing this out, we've invited John Major, Tony Blair and Paddy Pants down, and I think we should invite David Icke as
and
well.
The Greens.
Maybe Alex Salmond, SNP leader. We'll invite them all on in the run-up to the election, but so far none of them have bothered to reply.
I think it was the way we wrote the letter. We said we're going to have a debate, but we want to get them all in together so it'll be like a mass debate sort of thing. And no one's actually phoned back yet.
No.
So. But anyway, there's a story
here. I'm very disappointed in Tony Blair, as I know he listens to this show sometimes.
Yeah, and Sherry.
He's a beer man.
There's a pet shop owner story here by the name of Kim Boo Huck. Has been charged in Taiwan. It's a Taiwanese pet shop owner, and he's been charged with defrauding people who bought a special that he had in the shop. They were supposed to be bonsai dinosaurs, little miniature dinosaurs. They turned out to be gerbils in rubber suits. This is a true story. And one customer, a man who looked remarkably like Richard Gere, he was the only customer who didn't complain.
Got any more?
It's 19 minutes to 9.
Oh, I love this record.
This is fantastic. Deep Blue Something.
Of today and yesterday. It's all right here on airchecks.com.